Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's worldwide. Playing skills.
That's right. We're making it happen. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. You hobnobbing again, dude. What are you doing?
I'm not hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing.
I was talking to Dan Day about fireworks, right? Dan Day was talking about fireworks and how we used to be able to do it back home.
Mm-hmm. It seems like hobnobbing.
Back home, you know, you used to go, you can buy them in Louisiana, but it's only like 40 minutes to cross the line to go to Mississippi.
We need some kind of Davy Man parody for Leroy Horde.
And then I was telling him, and then Lynn came around with some candy.
Yeah.
Right? But I was telling him, no. He said somebody brought it back from Italy, mm-hmm. right that.
Yeah.
But I told, I'm going to give him a heads up.
Are you opening that candy right in the microphone?
Yeah.
You think you're leaving with your ASMR?
No, well, hold on.
It's a taste test.
Before you eat it, mm-hmm. let me explain to you what it is.
All right.
You know how when you buy the heart with all the little chocolates in the middle?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know how you press the chocolate to see which one you're getting to make sure you don't get a squish?
Yeah.
It's a squish.
All right. I usually don't like citrus with chocolate. This one is a limoncello. So
watch.
It will definitely have
don't
lemon
worry.
In it.
He's chocolate? Not going to make a noise.
Lemon
it's
chocolate?
Squish. Yeah, it's a squish. Watch. Eat it! No!
Mm.
You got to just throw it in there.
He doesn't look happy.
It's squish. You know the one with the creamsicle in the middle?
He looks like baby tadpole. Wait. Just had a spoonful of broccoli.
Hey, you know the when you get the heart and the one with the creamsicle?
Whoa.
The orange creamsicle in the middle that nobody eats?
Yeah.
That's what
it is. Yeah, it's disgusting. He looks disgusted.
I ate it. I just threw it in.
It's kind of like the heat's off season right now.
They don't have caramel in Italy?
No, apparently they use lemon. That was gross.
Dude. I got to tell you.
The hell is like, you know who should mix it? Because lemon just goes good by its own. You know, you make a Sour Patch Kid.
There's certain things like, here.
What are we doing?
There's two things that I don't want.
This is weird.
Inside of chocolate.
What?
When we talking flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon, apricots.
Apricot? What did you even?
I've never even seen like
they put the
I'm thinking like the dried up apricots.
You eat those?
I don't even know what
I know what they are. Like I'm not a fan of them.
Isn't 75 the cutoff for dried apricots?
You don't have to react with such disgust.
Do you eat those?
You're gross. Dried apricots?
Disgusting. You disgust
me. I can honestly say it. All about 56 years of eating.
Yeah.
I've never had an apricot.
I don't even know what that really is.
It looks like a little peach.
Is it a dried up peach or a dried up orange?
What?
Apricot.
Apricot.
It's not a dried up thing. Apricot is a fruit, you dummy.
Wait, no, but nobody has an actual apricot.
Yes.
Like everybody has dried up.
No.
What? Nah, get out of here.
I'll bring you an apricot next time.
I don't want an apricot.
No, wait, now you got to
eat it. I don't want it.
You got to eat it.
I don't want it. You got to eat it. Stop forcing your produce
now,
on
is
me.
Is it apricot or apricot?
Oh, this is the show to figure that out.
Okay. Just saying. I saw somebody eating on Instagram. He was eating a apricot. Arugula or something, arugulash.
Yo, your algorithm is.
We have an issue going on right now at the Tobin household with fruit.
Ah. What's up?
Well, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Yeah, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
Somebody's not liking fruit or bringing the wrong kind of fruit?
We don't trucks.
My son is on a kick right now of making smoothies. Oh, okay. I like he's this. Like blending them together.
But he's doing all the fruit so nobody else gets fruit.
No, he's going through fruit. Like my fruit bill has gone through the roof. Not you know, that's definitely been the thing where he's like, and you can see he's like counting out. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I have to count out 18 strawberries.
What?
18? He's making 18 strawberries? 18 strawberries?
18 strawberries.
Holy, how big is this smoothie?
Big. Through the roof.
What is he mixing else?
Are you feeding your whole
he did 18 strawberries, then he throws in 2 scoops of blueberries, and then he breaks off a frozen banana, you know, so like any bananas that he's bought, any of them that get that, you know, look like they're starting to hit the corner, he puts them in the freezer. Mm. It's like I'm running a damn Jamba Juice right now.
Wow. What does he mix it with?
He does it with a little bit of yogurt.
Creatine. He
throws a little yogurt in there. Yeah, some creatine, some Deca, you know. He throws in, what is that thing that Ryan Garcia tested positive for? Man. He throws in some ostrich juice.
Yeah.
And then, and so like, all right, so he's making these smoothies, but this has been the thing now, last 3 blends that he's gotten with. He goes, you want to have one with me? Because like, he wants to make a big smoothie, so it's going to be at least a 2 cupper. I'm like, all right, sure. And then like, he's almost like a chef that like, you know, doesn't, he's like, all right, I've moved on. I've made something delicious, but he doesn't want to drink it.
Oh,
so he'll be like, it's like, perfect. He goes, I don't really want the rest of it. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not drinking 2 cups of this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Satisfied with the but process.
Like, he's got, that's all he wants. He just wants to know he nailed it. He's like, nailed it. Don't really want to drink it, though.
Yeah, no, that, hey.
It's become a big problem because this kid wants a lot of fruit for these smoothies.
And he's not even drinking them.
No, he just like.
Wait a minute. And is he the one specifically?
He's like a smoothie sommelier. Like he like one little taste and
so
done.
So first of all, that's where parenting comes in. Hey, listen, learn how to make individual smoothies, and if you're not gonna drink the smoothie, don't make it.
I mean,
that's normal. Perfect. That's parenting 101. That's not even advanced parenting.
Unless. I mean, like, I don't want to discourage a nice hobby. He seems to be enjoying himself.
It's not a hobby if he's not drinking it.
A nice, healthy hobby. Yeah.
Not health if he's not drinking it.
He's saying that he wants to do 1 week of smoothie stand. You know, like, you know, kids used to do a lemonade stand. He wants to do a smoothie stand.
Smoothie stand. I'll go to West
Point. I will say, objectively, great smoothies. He does a good job.
That's why Tobin's not slowing them down. These are good smoothies.
They are good smoothies, but like he's making it only for me at this point because he's not really drinking his.
He's got a personal smoothie guy.
I got the other side of that.
He's a smoothie
Fonz
criminal.
Fonz is trying to bulk up.
Oh, hey, there you go. Yes. Hey, match made in heaven right here.
I may have commented on, I said, your left rib might be dislocated.
What did you call him, Sean O'Malley? Like, no, like what are you, a bantamweight?
No, I told him I could see his ribs.
Jeez.
And so now he's trying to, he's been going to the gym, lifting, protein, right?
Yep.
And he makes a smoothie, but he puts peanut butter in his. I'm out.
Oh, I love peanut butter in a smoothie.
Yeah, peanut butter, chocolate, banana. Pretty good.
That's, dude, what? That sounds like an ice cream flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Tastes like one, too.
Have you tried it, Leroy?
No, I don't know. I don't like peanut butter.
And you should try it.
No, I don't like.
He didn't like
have
fireworks.
You tried
it, open
no,
to it.
I don't like peanut butter in smoothies.
Just so we're clear.
Smoothies?
You said that about ice cream.
Yep. I don't like peanut butter flavor stuff.
Tacos?
The only peanut butter I want.
Coffee?
No. I didn't say I didn't like it.
Fireworks?
The reason why I said I didn't like tacos is not because of the taste. It's because they're too messy.
Because it's
and
messy.
So when me, Marcos, and Tobin are here, we go, let's just get them plain, right? Just with more meat.
Yeah.
Then you came in and got all the shrubbery and crap on it.
Oh, ruined it,
got
dude.
Got it all over
First
the place.
Of all,
you ruined
it. You're the one that did the order. All I said was put cilantro in it.
Yes, that's what I did.
Too many syllables.
That was wonderful.
You know how Tobin does it,
no,
those
it wasn't.
Syllables.
Dude, we had lettuce everywhere.
I can't believe it's we're getting this much hate for peanut butter smoothies in the chat. I didn't understand.
No, like yes,
peanut butter smoothies.
I love Reese's cups. I love Reese's cups.
Mm-hmm.
I love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut the line at peanut butter smoothie.
Peanut butter and blueberry.
Oh,
dude,
delicious.
Wow. Gotta try that one.
Let's not act like you're a smoothie king.
Is Tommy open? Is he open for business yet?
You want me to bring you one in tomorrow?
He ain't making one.
Yeah.
Does he deliver?
He's not making one.
I can bring him in for a show. He can make smoothies.
Somebody said, please tell me you like Reese's. Of course I like Reese's Cups. In fact, nope, we're already past that time.
He was thinking about
my
eggs.
Favorite time is Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. Man. So you can the day after Easter I make a killing. I got two giant bags in my freezer right now.
Mm. So you're saying that I gotta parent him to tone back on the smoothie quantity?
No! If he's not drinking it, don't make it.
Wow, so cut it off altogether.
I just feel like I'm ruining it.
No. Tell him to find the proper recipe for one person. Or two.
Well, right. And he only seems to know how to make
less strawberries.
18 strawberries.
He only seems to know how to make for an army.
18 strawberries?
Definitely yeah. Don't need 18 strawberries.
Doesn't go as long as you think it would.
No. About 9 strawberries, huh? Cut everything in half. Tell him cut everything in half.
Interesting.
Oh, he don't put any ice in it.
Couple cubes.
You only need a couple.
Cubes, a little almond milk.
Oh, he uses the good stuff.
Yep.
I don't even like peanut butter in my ice cream. You know how they put the, like, sprinkle the Reese's Pieces?
Best flavor there is.
No. Hmm. Oh, man. Hmm? I had some. You wouldn't like it. You know, this is...
Don't say what I don't like.
It's true.
Listen. Yes. I'm going to just go ahead on and say it.
Don't defend it.
This is in my... area.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Huh? What do you mean by that?
When I tell you the flavor, you understand. Watermelon sherbet.
Oh.
It's good.
Why can't I like that flavor?
It's good.
I'm just saying.
Why can't I like that flavor?
I'm just saying that this is, you know.
Seems like a completely reasonable flavor. Are you on sherbet, you said?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It was tasty. My wife.
Where are you going with all these sherbet options? Yeah, does Cold Stone have that many sherbet options? I don't recall.
They got like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got mad. I said, hey, taste this. This is delicious. She goes, I can't taste it. It has no taste. like, my palate is feeling great right now. What are you talking about?
Wait, so you're saying intangibles? That's why Big Spoon
can't taste it?
I know. I know. See, I don't believe in stereotypes, but yes, I like watermelon and chicken.
Oh, delicious.
Yes.
Ever tried them together?
That's okay. Like, I'm not going to get offended, right? If you make the assumption that I may like those two items.
I like rice and beans.
Now, I will say this. As great as watermelon is, watermelon flavored stuff is kind of tricky.
Not Galaxy Vibe.
Huh?
Not Galaxy Vibe.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, some drinks pull it off. Some don't, right? Like, you know, in I'm going to tell you, in the corner store, you can get that gallon of juice in 7 different flavors, but they all taste the same for 99 cents. You know what I'm talking about.
Is it the one with the foil on top of it?
No. Oh. It's a gallon. We call that
foil.
You know what I'm talking about. You see it sometimes. You could go if you go into like a Winn-Dixie or something, just lemonade. Ooh. You know, or they have it in Publix too. Like just
I love
down one
Publix
aisle.
Lemonade though. You don't like the Publix strawberry lemonade?
Ooh yeah,
that's good.
Oh, it's a killing. I make a killing. That goes excellent with vodka. Let me just say that that strawberry lemonade. Mm-hmm. They used to run out of it. Ooh, Day South, I want the purple stuff. Yeah, but you got to be careful. Because all purple don't taste like grape. Just saying.
Remember that.
Clip it.
Words to live by.
All purple
it's
don't taste
juice,
like grape, babe.
It's a drink.
Take a break. Back up to this.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ryan Lomberg, he is saying his goodbye on Instagram.
Oh no.
I have the statement.
Yes. Let's can I do something to the statement? I just want to kind of add
set
to
the mood,
emotion.
You know, yeah, you can set the mood for it.
I don't like this music being on while I have Scooby on me.
Ryan Lomberg on Instagram.
No way.
He posts
a
montage and collage of photos, Leroy, And our boy, he says, "We are the champions."
Yeah.
What a run it was.
What a run.
Came to Florida 4 years ago, yeah, trying to become a full-time NHL player. And now I'm leaving a Stanley Cup champion.
Wow.
Crying.
Thank you to the Florida Panthers organization and all of South Florida that supported us. I will always be thankful for my time in South Florida and extremely grateful for all the lifelong relationships I was able to form.
Wow.
Panthers territory.
We did it!
Wow.
Sign 94.
P.S. Where's my shirt? Has anyone seen my t-shirt?
Damn.
It's rough, man. Let's pour one out for our boy Lomberg.
I'm not ready for this, man.
It's rough.
Now that's a departure that hurts.
You're not ready for this?
Okay.
I wasn't ready for this.
That's a soft spot there.
I mean, who are we going to have to be a menace and punch people in the face while also being shirtless and
look at that,
throwing down brewskis?
No more Ratko Gudas. No more Lomberg.
I don't know.
Man.
Poor J-Fig.
I wasn't ready for this. Memories. Look how adorable little Lomberg is. You can already just tell that baby's going to punch other babies in the face.
Yeah.
Isn't that glorious?
Look at that boy. Look at that boy.
What are you doing?
Just touched the microphone.
That's little Lomberg.
Smacking the rat away.
Where? Give me some milk.
Why? Jeez. Going after Mama Lomberg?
We're going to have to talk. Little Lomberg pulled the shirt over somebody's head and then just started going uppercut style.
Ah, attaboy.
Time out. We gave him time out. 2 minute minor. Man.
Gonna miss him, man.
I'm sad about Lomberg going. I didn't think I thought I was gonna be okay with this, Leroy, but now it hurts more because now he's a champion leaving.
Yeah. Keep them all.
The Terra Dome is gone. Vladimir Tarasenko's gone. Happy about that.
Indeed.
I mean, he's been around for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Stolarz.
He had a great accent. Stoli the goalie.
Gone.
Lying to all those Maple Leafs fans.
Ekman Larson. Gone.
Got Chris Drieger back.
Driegs.
Big. And that just makes me think of Quinville, who hated Bob.
Moose.
He is big.
You think Bob was like, oh, this guy again?
Well, he called him back in the day. He says, other goalie.
That's why I said Scooby is sad about Lamborghini, too.
He's actually laying down on my hand. So, yeah, he's pretty sad.
Man.
He's in the arms of an angel.
Shut up.
Smithers Rolling says, good riddance, you feisty hoes.
You feisty gnome?
That's a really good name, though. So.
Feisty gnome.
I mean,
he was feisty.
Yeah.
Like, jeez.
5'9".
Oh.
Is that on skates?
Wow, look at those guns, though, dude.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to smuggle those into Canada?
You're supposed to have muscles at 5'9", 175.
I mean, if you think about it, though, he's a foot shorter than Brandon Ingram and only like, what, like...
Well, how do they measure? Do they measure on skates?
It's important.
No.
It's important to know.
No. Sure.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I saw him during
the
parade.
Have you not walked by him?
No.
He's so short.
No.
Yeah.
What?
He's short. For the parade, he was short.
I remember we saw him when we snuck into that Panthers dining hall.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't really.
We were allowed to be in there.
Snuck, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't sneak.
I saw. What
I went in there like I ran the joint.
I walked it.
I saw what that media food looked like.
Did you?
Downstairs.
I didn't even know what the media food.
You saw me.
Of course you didn't, because you were having the spread meant for Lomberg.
Oh man, we had sea bass.
Yeah. Must be nice.
And J-Fig. But like, you know what's funny about her? She goes, ooh, what do they got in there? Come on, go back with me. No, I don't want to go by myself.
I need to be accomplice.
They had pressed juices.
Ooh.
Like, you probably had to just get soda out of the machine, huh?
No, they didn't have soda.
No, I just let you guys steal food from me. Whatever you guys did.
The media room
wasn't stealing.
Brought you some stuff.
Everybody was saying hi to us.
This guy's got oysters, and the media room is there with mayonnaise sandwiches. Like, oh, I didn't realize that was.
They didn't even have sandwiches. They had like really old bagels. It looked like.
Oh God,
not us.
And some Capri Suns.
We had an omelet section. We had an omelet station.
I know. Well, listen, when you get Chilean sea bass, which, by the way, the fact that you had two meals.
No, just Chileans.
We were there.
You had breakfast and you had Chilean sea bass.
And we went
That
to
was
lunch.
In the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. Breakfast.
That's two meals.
Yeah, we were there for hours. And I went with JFig. I could not get nothing. I just got a little piece of sea bass.
You took Lomberg's food.
And a little piece of sea
he
bass.
He had food.
And the pressed juice.
There was plenty to go
Fresh
around.
Fresh pressed juice.
Can we trade back for him? Can we get him back? Like, no, I don't want him gone.
He didn't go for that much money.
I think I don't he want him back.
Like $2 million a year or something like
that. One.
Yeah. Trade somebody for him? I don't know how I'm going to function without the Lamborghini.
He didn't even play for a couple of games in the...
He always plays in my heart.
What? Oh, Leroy put his head down.
Leroy just put his head down.
Problem?
I actually don't have a problem with that. I get it.
Smitha said bagel bites to Lomberg are just normal sized pizzas.
He's a better fighter than that stupid Frankenstein they got on the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that idiot?
Man, he's tall too, right?
Was it Raymer? Oh, my God. They were like, so, look at him. He's out there. I'm like, the guy looks like a giraffe on skates. He barely can skate out there.
Matt Rempe?
Yeah, oh, Rempe.
Rempe, 6'8".
Idiot.
He's also known as a skating giraffe.
Every single time they put him out there, I mean, the stupid broadcast wouldn't shut up about him.
Yeah.
Rempe's out there again. We could all see him. He's the guy who's fallen all over himself. This crowd goes nuts for Rempe. Yeah, it's New York crowd. They go nuts for idiots.
Wow. He's also 241, one of the heaviest players in the league.
Look at that. He's a llama on skates.
A llama? I don't know if I want that. It's not graceful.
Can I just tell you something? That guy who would say that wouldn't know a llama if he came to kiss him on the lips.
I think you means an alpacas.
Oh, you know where we know alpaca from? From Denzel. That's an alpaca. You got to block that.
Wasn't that chinchilla?
No.
Thought it was chinchilla.
No.
It was his coat that was chinchilla.
His coat was chinchilla.
But the carpet was alpaca. Sorry.
Oh, you got to blot that. That's $25,000 alpaca.
You got to blot that.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you missed any of today's show, you, of course, can get the Odyssey app and listen to us there on demand and all your podcast platforms. You also can go back and watch us, Miami 560 WQAM, on YouTube and Twitch every single weekday live, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You guys can get in on the chat. RMT says we drafted the center for a reason. Been calling for Bam to move to the four for years.
It's only been me. Nobody else is.
You don't know that RMT hasn't thought that. You don't know that.
Oh, he's
great.
You don't
know what RMT's thoughts
have been. Don't discredit RMT. Although you have been the loudest, and I do give you the most credit. You know,
I knew it was going to be a summer of Leroy Peacock, and once Udonis has him at his first appearance on ESPN, I was like, damn, here goes Leroy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peacocking, dude.
No, like,
and then he's got Bam all happy with him on the show last week.
For now.
You could see the look on Bam's face. He's excited about it.
Yeah.
Although he did say he was going to still kick your butt in dominoes.
Oh, no. Look.
I've been trying to think about this. Is there an abbreviated way of playing dominoes? Because, I mean, I know a game will take long. You guys have a certain amount of time.
How long does a game of dominoes take?
It depends on what you play. You could play Race to Five. You could play, you keep score. There's a number of ways of doing it. Look, it take how long it take.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell.
Media day is going to be interesting.
No, we'll sit there and play while we interview folks.
What?
Yeah. So Bam's going to just...
So we're just going to back up his schedule all day because he's got to have a showdown with
breaks.
You.
You want a chance at the king? You want a chance at the crown? You do what you got to do.
Okay. Great.
I thought about it like that.
Yeah. You want a chance at the title?
He is right, though. Like, you did bring up the challenge. I feel like it is upon you. Like, do you have to go find him or does he have to go on our terms?
I am the champ.
According to who?
Me. What?
Oh, okay.
You know, Shannon Briggs tried that for years.
What?
He was just like, I'm the champ, even though Klitschko had the belt.
Yeah.
I mean, he also went and chased Klitschko around on a boat.
One of the greatest fight promotion moves that never... Like, the fact that the fight never happened is a true crime in the history of boxing.
Very true.
Chased him on a paddle boat. Knocked him off.
Chase him on a paddle boat?
Yes. What?
I've never seen Tiat or something like that.
No.
A paddle boat?
Vladimir Klitschko was out on...
Isn't Klitschko a nice guy?
That's what they say.
Okay.
That's what they say.
All right.
But he was out on the paddle board and... Shannon the Cannon Briggs chased him down on a speedboat and knocked him off via wake. And Klitschko was not happy.
I can imagine. The actual champion.
He's like, hey. But unfortunately for him, Tyson Fury won the championship and he never got that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyson Fury went away. Klitschko then fought Anthony Joshua. Never got that matchup. But man. That was a great movie. You know what else he did, Marcos?
Yeah.
Probably even more offensive than knocking him off of a paddle boat is he went into an Italian restaurant where he was and he ate his pasta off his plate.
What is going on?
Yep.
I think I'm looking at that now. So is he just following him around the world?
Yeah. No, this went on for like a good couple of years.
He's yelling at him.
And he'd just show up to all his press conferences and go, let's go, champ!
Yeah.
Let's go, champ!
Everything.
Klitschko
just took his pasta.
We would have him in the studio at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And he'd be glistening. Like he had worked out for 17 hours.
Now they're sharing the pasta.
There was one point where when Shannon was out of training for a little bit and he wasn't quite as juiced to the gills as he was when he was in his prime chasing down Klitschko.
Yeah.
But he kept just shouting to us. He goes, all I need is 2 weeks. I need is 2 weeks.
What's going on? Okay. I'm looking at this interaction. Hold on, dude. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. He comes in hot.
Yeah, that's how he always comes in.
He sits at the table.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to consume some of his pasta. Klitschko responds by giving him a plate, giving him some of his pasta.
Very
they
polite.
Begin sharing pasta. But then eventually Klitschko pours the water over him and...
Which I think was a fair response for stealing his pasta. What? If I'm going to be objective, even though Shannon's our guy.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
But what's that water
pasta
throwing?
At a restaurant guy.
What? Yeah. What? You've never been pasta at a restaurant guy?
No. If I go to an Italian restaurant,
what does that even
I always mean? Get, when I go to an Italian restaurant, I always get risotto. Don't really.
But you don't even like rice.
Risotto is not rice. I will come in there and fight you.
It's liquid rice. It's a little...
What are you talking about?
It's a mixture of both.
I don't really know.
Risotto is delicious.
It is delicious, but it just seems like you're...
Risotto is not rice.
What is the main... All right, let's see. Risotto, main ingredient.
Oh, wow. How about this? The Miami Heat have just released something.
Risotto is made of rice. What are we even doing here? Okay. Miami Heat. Sorry.
So we started the show today. We're going to end at the same place.
Yeah.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
Okay.
He said we can put more video out there?
We have the Spo selfie now.
Okay. Oh.
The actual Spo selfie has been released by the Miami Heat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this has just confirmed all of my thoughts.
Somebody, D. Smith, said, Shannon sat down and said, what you eat, I eat, champ.
Whatever you eat, I eat, champ. Wherever you go, I go.
But I will say, once that water was thrown on him, he was like the Wicked Witch of the West. Like, he just melted. Dude, the water got him.
I mean.
Well, I think he cut his foot, too, on some glass in that incident.
And the funny thing about it is I would have pictured he was like, I did get this a lot farther than I thought I would. Let me just leave.
Really? Really just seemed like.
Probably thought security was going to stop him.
Nope.
Yeah.
Man, that guy can sweat. I remember.
Dude, I'm telling you. He was like, he would come here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Was he? And be sweating like he worked out for 17
hours. I was around Marcos' neighborhood. I didn't know he lived right by that gym. where Klitschko and Shannon Briggs would train, the heavyweight factory.
Oh, okay. Right across the street from the Hard Rock.
But anyway, go back to our original point of the show.
Yeah.
It's Eric Spoelstra up too.
What is this
show?
Show
us the picture.
Man?
They released the selfie just now on Heat social media. And here is the selfie with him, LeBron, and Jaime. And I got to tell you, he's up to something. He's up to something, this Eric Spoelstra. Great selfie.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is the first time I've really seen somebody like taller than LeBron like that, right?
You talking about Bam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because guess what? People don't realize it. Dwight Howard is not as tall as LeBron.
But what is he up to, this Eric Spoelstra?
Who's he up to?
What's he up to?
What is he doing?
Because they released another selfie, right?
Another one.
And it's of just him and Bam and Jaime. But then it feels like Spo was probably like, hey, LeBron! Hey! Come here, you big lug. Get on over here.
Hey, I see three sets of teeth. You could also read into why ain't Bam smiling.
You don't think he's smiling? He's just having a, you know, maybe he's too cool. I don't know. You know? He's not smiling that one. Maybe he's not a smiler. Maybe he's not a smiler.
Oh, yeah. Well, he definitely ain't going to get no smiles over here when I beat that ass. I'm going to just tell you right now.
Wow.
Leroy.
Hey, that's true, though. Didn't Bam get taller in the last couple years?
I don't think he got taller.
Bam has always been
I'm telling you.
Nobody gets taller at 25.
He's not 25.
I don't think
I'm talking about when he got here, he was 20?
Yeah, he was 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't grow from the time he was 19 to now?
I've been next to, I don't feel like I've been around Bam and been
he's noticeably gotten taller.
He
looks 3 inches taller than
He's gotten
LeBron.
More chiseled. Like, he's gotten stronger.
Yeah, no, no. Okay.
You sure LeBron's just hunching down a little?
How?
No, because look at this picture.
Right. Dude, I'm telling you.
He's taller than him. He's supposed to be.
No, not. They were like, I bet you Bam 6'10".
Why are you ignoring my question?
I bet you Bam is 6'10".
Why are you ignoring my question?
Good question.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
He's up to taking pictures, dude. Selfies.
I don't know.
First of all,
he's 6'9".
Let me tell you. You want me to tell you what I think you should do?
Tell me.
Enjoy these smiles. Because once basketball season starts, Spo never smiles. So enjoy them now. Let him have a good time now. Because I've never seen a coach that just looks so miserable during the course of a season. And he's going to have to play young guys. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad?
No, I'm saying his attitude.
I don't think so.
Because he's going to have to coach him up.
I mean, he has started old rookies. Kendrick Nunn was a starting point guard.
He was 42 as a rookie.
That's not fair. He's not 42.
42.
Him and Spo went to high school together. Spo said to him, glad you finally made it.
Remember when we played at Portland, the University of Portland together?
Yeah. Come on.
Who do we got point guard this year, Spo? He goes, my old teammate.
What the hell y'all talking about? So, no. We really, you don't think Bam got taller?
Dade South says LeBron might have had his shoes off. What do you think about that?
That happens.
Yeah, possible.
That
happens.
It's possible.
Hard to say.
I do see here in this article, it does say that Bam has grown. It says that he used to be a baby.
What?
Minus
the only thing that's grown is that munion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Minus one.
Oh, yeah.
Munion.
Munion.
Wait a minute. Can I just say this? We probably should not. That's what Leroy said when he saw Carl Weathers and Happy Gilmore. Oh, finally see.
R.I.P. You made it sound like LeBron's looking at Bambi like, it's a giant.
It's
a giant.
We've seen LeBron stand up next to a lot of guys, right? And I've never, that's 2 inches right there. That's 2 inches. Somebody lying.
I always find it interesting when I bring up things that are interesting. You always seem to find fascinating the most bland stuff of the picture.
Really?
You're like, why are these people together? And Leroy is like,
why is LeBron 6'8 look shorter than Bam, who's 6'9?
Bam has grown.
I know he has.
You think Bam has grown?
I don't think he has.
Okay.
So what is Phil up to?
What is he up to? That's what I want to know, Jason.
Enjoying his time in Paris and taking pictures.
Not in Paris, he's in Vegas.
Not good enough.
They're going to
enjoying
Paris.
Enjoying his time in Vegas.
How many pictures is he at?
So is he going to be there during...
Summer League?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's weird, right?
Why?
They're practicing in the same place as Summer League?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
I think. I don't know when they go, I guess. Technically.
So you don't know.
Their first game.
You don't know.
Their first game is the 28th.
You Summer don't
league.
Know.
Summer
you
League
don't
is next know, week.
Dude.
You don't.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You're a big phony.
Yeah.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
What is he up to, though?
We don't
really, really. What is he up to? What go. Is he up to, though?
We don't know.
This is interesting.
Take a break.
No,
for
this, not.
For the day.
For the day.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Or a newer
yeah.
model,
yeah.
But there's more miles on the odometer.
It's blasphemous. Damn,
it's a big word for me, dog.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you missed any of today's show, you of course can get the Odyssey app and listen to us. There on demand and all your podcast platforms. You also can go back and watch us Miami 560 WQAM on YouTube and Twitch every single weekday live 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You guys can get in on the chat. RMT says we drafted the center for a reason. Been calling for Bam to move to the four for years.
It's only been me. Nobody else is.
You don't know that RMT hasn't thought that. You don't know that.
Oh, he's
a great
center.
You don't know what RMT's thoughts
have been. Don't discredit RMT. Although you have been the loudest, and I do give you the most credit. You know,
I knew it was going to be a summer of Leroy Peacock, and once Udonis Haslam had his first appearance on ESPN, I was like, damn. Here goes Leroy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peacock and dude.
No, like.
And then he's got
Bam
all happy with him.
I mean, everybody can see it.
Bam all happy with him on the show last week.
For now.
You can see the look on Bam's face. He's excited about it.
Yeah.
Although he did say he was going to still kick your butt in dominoes.
Oh, no. We look.
Is there I've been trying to think about this. Is there an abbreviated way of playing dominoes? Because, I mean, I know a game will take long. You guys have a certain amount of time.
How long does a game of dominoes take?
It depends on what you play. You could play Race to Five. You could play. You keep score. There's a number of ways of doing it. Look, it take how long it take.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell.
Media day is going to be interesting.
No, we'll sit there and play while we interview folks.
What?
Yeah.
So Bam's going to just...
So we're just going to back up his schedule all day because he's got to have a showdown with
breaks.
You?
You want a chance at the king? You want a chance at the crown? You do what you got to do.
Okay. Great.
I thought about it like that.
Yeah. You want a chance at the title.
He is right, though. Like, you did bring up the challenge. I feel like it is upon you. Like, do you have to go find him, or does he have to go on our terms?
I am the champ.
According to who?
Me.
What?
Oh, okay. You know, Shannon Briggs tried that for years.
What?
He was just like, I'm the champ, even though Klitschko had the belt.
Yeah.
I mean, he also went and chased Klitschko around on a boat.
One of the greatest fight promotion moves that never... Like, the fact that the fight never happened is a true crime in the history of boxing.
Very true.
Chased him on a paddle boat. Knocked him off.
Chased him on a paddle boat?
Yes. What?
I've never seen Tayat or something like that.
No.
A paddle boat?
Vladimir Klitschko was out on...
Isn't Klitschko a nice guy?
That's what they say.
Okay.
That's what they say.
All right.
But he was out on the paddle board and... Shannon the Cannon Briggs chased him down on a speedboat and knocked him off via wake. And Klitschko was not happy.
I can imagine. The actual champion.
He's like, hey. But unfortunately for him, Tyson Fury won the championship and he never got that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyson Fury went away. Klitschko then fought Anthony Joshua. Never got that matchup. But man. That was a great movie. You know what else he did, Marcos?
Yeah.
Probably even more offensive than knocking him off of a paddle boat is he went into an Italian restaurant where he was and he ate his pasta off his plate.
What is going on?
Yep.
I think I'm looking at that now. So is he just following him around the world?
Yeah. No, this went on for like a good couple of years.
He's yelling at him.
And he'd just show up to all his press conferences and go, let's go, champ!
Yeah.
Let's go, champ!
Everything.
Klitschko.
Let me tell you, just took his pasta.
We would have him in the studio at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and he'd be glistening like he had worked out for 17 hours.
Now they're sharing the pasta.
There was one. There was one point where when Shannon was out of training for a little bit, and he wasn't quite as juiced to the gills as he was when he was in his prime chasing down Klitschko.
Yeah,
and but he kept just shouting to us. He goes, "All I need is 2 weeks." All I need is 2 weeks.
What's going on? Okay. I'm looking at this interaction. Hold on, dude. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. He comes in. He comes in hot.
Yeah, that's how he always comes in.
He sits at the table.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to consume some of his pasta. Klitschko responds by giving him a plate, giving him some of his pasta.
Very
they
polite.
Begin sharing pasta. But then eventually Klitschko pours the water over him and...
Which I think was a fair response for stealing his pasta. What? If I'm going to be objective, even though Shannon's our guy.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
But what's that water
pasta
throwing?
At a restaurant guy.
What? Yeah. What? You've never been pasta at a restaurant guy?
No. I always, like, even if, mean, if I go to an Italian restaurant,
what does that even
I always mean? Get, when I go to an Italian restaurant, I always get risotto. Don't really.
But you don't even like rice.
Risotto is not rice. I will come in there and fight you.
It's liquid rice. It's a little...
What are you talking about?
It's a mixture of both.
I don't really know.
Is delicious.
What it is delicious, doing? But it just seems like you're...
Risotto is not rice.
What is the main... All right, let's see. Risotto, main ingredient.
Oh, wow. How about this? The Miami Heat have just released something.
Risotto is made of rice. What are we even doing here? Okay. Miami Heat. Sorry.
So we started the show today. We're going to end at the same place.
Yeah.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
Okay.
He said we can put more video out there?
We have the Spo selfie now.
Okay. Oh.
The actual Spo selfie has been released by the Miami Heat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this has just confirmed all of my thoughts.
Somebody, D. Smith, said, Shanna sat down and said, "What you eat, I eat, champ.
Whatever you eat, I eat, champ. Wherever you go, I go." But I will say, once that water was thrown on him, he was like the Wicked Witch of the West. Like, he just melted. Dude, the water got him.
I mean.
Well, I think he cut his foot, too, on some glass in that incident.
And the funny thing about it is I would have pictured he was like, "I did get this a lot farther than I thought I would. Let me just leave."
Really? Really just seemed like.
Probably thought security was going to stop him.
Nope.
Yeah.
Man, that guy can sweat. I remember.
Dude, I'm telling you. He was like, he would come here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Was he? And be sweating like he worked out for 17
hours. I was around Marcos' neighborhood. I didn't know he lived right by that gym.
Where
Klitschko and Shannon Briggs would train, the heavyweight factory.
Oh, okay.
Right across the street from the Hard Rock.
But anyway, go back to our original point of the show.
Yeah.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
What is this
show
guy
us
doing,
the man? Picture.
They released the selfie just now on Heat social media.
Mm?
And here is the selfie with him, LeBron, and Jaime.
Mm-mm.
And I got to tell you, he's up to something. He's up to something, this Eric Spoelstra. Great selfie.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is the first time I've really seen somebody like taller than LeBron like that, right?
Mm. You talking about Bam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because guess what? People don't realize it. Dwight Howard is not as tall as LeBron.
Hmm.
But what is he up to, this Eric Spoelstra?
What's he up to?
What's he up to?
What is he doing?
Because they released another selfie, right?
Another one.
And it's of just him and Bam and Jaime. But then it feels like Spo was probably like, "Hey, LeBron! Hey! Come here, you big lug. Get on over here."
Hey, I see three sets of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You could also read into why ain't Bam smiling.
You don't think he's smiling? He's just having, you know, maybe he's too cool. I don't know. You know? He's not smiling on that one. Maybe he's not a smiler. Maybe he's not a smiler.
Oh, yeah. Well, he definitely ain't going to get no smiles over here when I beat that ass. I'm going to just tell you right now.
Wow.
Leroy.
Hey, that's true, though. Didn't Bam get taller in the last couple years?
I don't think he got taller.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Nobody gets taller at 25.
He's not 25.
I don't think
he is. I'm talking about when he got here, he was 20.
Yeah, he was 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't grow from the time he was 19 to now?
I've been next to... I don't feel like I've been around Bam and been
he
like, you've noticed
taller,
he's gotten
dude.
Taller.
He looks 3 inches taller
he's
than
He's gotten
LeBron.
More chiseled. Like, he's gotten stronger.
Yeah, no. Okay.
You sure LeBron's just hunching down a little?
How?
No, because look at this picture.
Right. Dude, I'm telling you.
He's taller than him. He's supposed to be.
No, not. They were like. I bet you Bam 6'10.
Why are you ignoring my question?
I bet you Bam is 6'10.
Why are you ignoring my question?
Good question.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
He's up to taking pictures, dude. Selfies.
I don't know.
First of all,
he's 6'9.
Let me tell you. You want me to tell you what I think you should do?
Tell me.
Enjoy these smiles. Because once basketball season starts, Spo never smiles. So enjoy him now. Let him have a good time now. Because I have never seen a coach that just looks so miserable during the course of a season. And he's going to have to play young guys. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad?
No, I'm saying his attitude.
I don't think so.
Because he's going to have to coach him up.
I mean, he has started old rookies. Kendrick Nunn was a starting point guard.
He was 42 as a rookie.
That's not fair. He's not 42.
42. Him and Spo went to high school together. Spo said to him, glad you finally made it.
Remember when we played at Portland, the University of Portland together?
Yeah. Come on.
Who do we got a point guard this year, Spo? He goes, my old teammate.
What the hell are y'all talking about? So, no. We really, you don't think Bam got taller?
Dade South says LeBron might have had his shoes off. What do you think about that?
That happens.
Yeah, possible. That
happens. It's possible.
Hard to say.
I do see here in this article, it does say that Bam has grown. It says that he used to be a baby.
What?
Minus
the only thing that's grown is that munion.
Oh, yeah. Minus one.
Oh, yeah.
Munion.
Munion.
Wait a minute. Can I just say this? We probably should not. That's what Leroy said when he saw Carl Weathers at Happy Gilmore. Oh, finally see.
R.I.P. You made it sound like LeBron's looking at Bambi like, it's a giant.
It's a giant. We've seen LeBron stand up next to a lot of guys, right? And I've never, that's 2 inches right there. That's 2 inches. Somebody lying.
I always find it interesting when I bring up things that are interesting. You always seem to find fascinating the most bland stuff of the picture.
Really?
You're like, why are these people together? And Leroy is like,
why is LeBron 6'8 look shorter than Bam, who's 6'9?
Bam has grown.
I know he has.
You think Bam has grown?
I don't think he has.
Okay.
So what is Spo up to?
What is he up to? That's what I want to know,
Jason.
Enjoying his time in Paris and taking pictures.
Not in Paris, he's in Vegas.
Not good enough.
They're going to Paris.
Enjoying his time in Vegas.
How many pictures is he at?
So is he going to be there during
Summer League?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, right?
Why?
They're practicing in the same place as Summer League?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
I think. I don't know when they go, I guess. Technically.
So you don't know.
Their first game.
You don't know.
Their first game is the 28th.
You don't know.
Summer League is next week.
Dude.
You
don't know.
You don't know.
You're a big phony.
Yeah.
What's Eric Spoelstra up to?
What is he up to, though?
We don't know.
Really, what is he up to? What is he up to, though?
We don't know.
This is interesting.
Take a break for the day.
For the day.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Or a newer model.
Yeah.
But there's more miles on the odometer.
It's blasphemous. Damn.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Transition.
Words means words.
I'm a little shook right now. I got to be honest with you.
I'm like fiberglass.
Whoa. You're what?
This guy is fiberglass.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.